Hey guys, listen up. Another good episode. Fire, fire, fire. I'm going to talk about coronavirus updates in the US, in Texas, in Houston, and talk about the economy. And also, what is the shift? There was a huge shift that just happened in America. Did you see it? Did you observe it? I certainly did. So take a listen. You can follow me on my website, tstuch.com, tstuch.com. You can go like and subscribe on YouTube, Taylor Space Stuch. You can follow me on Twitter, tstuch1. Thank you, and peace, and prepare. Oh, and enjoy the episode. Okay, everybody, let's talk corona. So, sorry, I have not been, for those of you who listen to this regularly, I haven't been totally consistent with my podcasting schedule. Things have been a little bit crazy around Houston. And when I mean getting crazy around Houston, it actually hasn't been too bad, except I have been with some family members and things like that, ramping up preparation for a coronavirus situation. So, been getting things prepared, talking to people, spreading messages. In fact, I've spent a lot of time the last week just monitoring and spreading information. And that is because the public has been misinformed and uninformed on the coronavirus situation. So let's go ahead and dive right in. To begin, let's discuss the current numbers. The current coronavirus numbers. Let's go to Worldometer. So, okay, let's do a refresh here. As normal, as usual, Italy's looking very bad. What do we got here? China, well, we will ignore China's. So what's interesting is that Italy is, you know, a fraction of the size of China, and they are recording a high amount of cases. I mean, they are, so let's see, if they had 40,000, that would be half of the total cases of China, and 20,000 would be a fourth. So they have probably a fifth or sixth of the amount of cases as China, which just seems unbelievable. So basically, it seems as though that China was lying. So total infections of Italy, 15,113. Total deaths, 1,016. This is extremely high. This is very high. People need to understand that this is a very high number. And what's interesting is the number, okay, so Italy has a third of the number of deaths as China, which is staggering. For me, in my opinion, that is staggering. I would not expect Italy to have that many dead compared to China. It just, you know, China has 1.4 billion people. They supposedly had 80,000 infected and only 3,000 die. Now, many people believe that the numbers are much higher. The Epic Times or the Epoch Times reported that they had crematories running 24 hours a day, burning bodies. You know, there's a guy named Miles Guo who supposedly has some good inside information. He was saying that there are tens and tens of thousands of dead people that died from this disease. Actually, I have a hypothesis. I'll go off on a little tangent here. I believe that China is currently going to try to figure out how they are going to tell their people how so many people died in Wuhan and Hubei, and possibly other parts of the world. So, pardon me, hold on. Okay, so I have a hypothesis that China is trying to figure out what they're going to tell their people when everyone realizes that, like tons of people have died. Because the thing is that China can lie to the people while the crisis is going on, right? While the crisis is occurring, they can say, hey, only 3,000 people died, only 80,000 infected. But can they do that when the veil is lifted to see who is left and tons of people are like, hey, my neighbors are gone? And then people are looking around saying, yeah, my whole family's gone. I'm the only one left. So if there is a situation like this where people are saying, hey, like my whole neighborhood is a fraction of what it used to be, then that is going to be something that the CCP is going to have to deal with, the Chinese Communist Party. And we don't know yet. We don't know yet how the situation is going to play out. We really don't know exactly how deadly this situation is because we can't trust the news out of China. And that's important to note. So people need to realize that the Chinese the Chinese Communist Party does not tell the truth. They have not been releasing reliable information. And so because of that, many people took a very lackadaisical stance on this virus. And in fact, I believe this is why Italy was so unprepared. So aside from the fact that Italy, many people believed what the Chinese Communist Party said, you know, that has a huge impact on the situation. I also believe that one thing about the coronavirus situation in Italy is because, you know, lots of Chinese went back to their places, went back to where they live and work, or went back to see people during and after Chinese New Year. So there's lots of travel from China to other parts of the world, which helps spread the virus. Now, let's talk a little bit more. So South Korea, 7,979 cases, 67 deaths. So South Korea's doing very well in terms of their death rate. Of course, you know, we don't know the actual rate of death because somebody would have to go in there and study it. Unfortunately, it's their numbers of death continue to increase relative to the numbers of infected. It'll probably reach 1% soon or a little bit higher. Meanwhile, Italy's are extremely high. Now, and I'm not an expert here, but I would attribute a lot of that to not just mass testing, but also mass awareness. So people in the United States are foolishly spreading things like, oh, the reason that South Korea is doing so well is because they tested. And it's like, no. Testing itself doesn't fix the problem, right? If we tested 100,000 people, or if we tested 1 million people, and then we said, okay, we tested everyone. No, for some reason, it's very interesting. This situation is revealing lots of holes in people's thinking, lots and lots of holes in people's thinking in terms of risk management, in terms of just critically taking in information, in terms of sifting through media lies and bullshit. So this crisis is revealing all of that. People are saying, we need to follow South Korea and test massively. The problem will be solved. And they're not realizing that, yes, ideally, we would have massive testing by now. Ideally, we would have massive testing and people would know if they have it or not. But people are also failing to recognize in Asia, I keep telling people this, in parts of Asia, they remember SARS. It was not long ago. SARS posed a huge threat. It impacted Asia a lot more heavily than it did the United States. And so people in those countries, there's several things they have differently than what we have. One, they have a culture of face masks. So when people start to get sick, when they start to have these kind of outbreaks, like in Taiwan, for example, everyone's walking around with face masks. Japan, people use face masks. South Korea, people use face masks. What else? Because of the outbreak, people start social distancing. They automatically started social distancing, okay? So in China, This is a little bit more difficult to do. One, because they're all on top of each other. People live right on top of each other. If you've ever been there, their apartment buildings are just bigger than anything you've ever seen for an apartment building. So they have these huge apartment buildings. Everybody's packed in every major city. And everyone's using public transportation. Everyone's going to big markets. That's China. Also, people don't trust the government. Like they do, and it's so strange. It's like a weird combination of things. Like they do and they don't. And so I believe that contributed to certain situations where maybe the government says you got to stay home and they're like, fuck that, I need to go out and get food. So they're going out and getting food because they don't necessarily trust the government. South Korea is different, right? South Korea, the government says, hey, you know, I don't have a lot of experience in South Korea, but I'm assuming that the people there voluntarily social distance. That's what it looks like they did. So they didn't let this thing get totally out of control. In Italy, and in this is my fear for the United States, but in Italy, they took it very nonchalantly. As cases in China, South Korea, around the world exploded, people other places around the world, including the United States, we pretty much said, fuck it. No problem. No problems here. We don't have any issues. And so because of that, everyone kept socially mixing. You know, everyone's going to big events. There was a big marathon in LA. You had the US in Houston, Texas, my hometown. We had the Houston Rodeo going on. So, you know, for weeks. And it's just reported that the Houston Rodeo had a case of the coronavirus. And or at least somebody who had the coronavirus visited the Houston Rodeo. And this man's in the hospital now. So that's important to watch. He's in a state where he's in the hospital, which is not good. But because he's in there early, there's actually a pretty good chance he'll make it. So in the United States, our situation has been not to social distance and not to prepare. And as a result, this thing has likely spread to lots of places and lots of communities. And we are just starting now to see the outbreaks. We're hopefully, you know, the hospitals are going to be getting this okay, because if what's happening out of Italy is true, there's going to be some big problems. We'll talk about that in a second. Going to have an ad and we'll be right back. All right, everyone, here we are. So Italy, I have read two or three different supposed communications with doctors from Italy that are supposedly getting out online. Because these are being spread by accounts that I trust online, I am believing them. However, it is important to note that we don't know for sure. But if these reports are true, then it looks like Italy is having a severe, severe problem, a severe outbreak. It's reported that anyone over 60 may not receive treatment. So that is important to note on many levels. One level, it demonstrates that their hospitals are being overrun. Supposedly, their hospitals are being overrun with cases of the coronavirus, with cases of COVID-19 pneumonia. And because of that, they don't have enough ICU medical equipment. This has been the fear for weeks. This is why people in the United States have been, including myself, have been advocating social separation for so long. Because this reason, that if the medical system becomes overwhelmed, it will become very difficult, if not impossible, to deal with the amount of cases coming into the hospitals. That is what we want to avoid. That is why I have been spreading the word viciously spreading the word on my social media platforms, telling people every day, be careful, don't go to crowded places. Every single day on my social media, I am posting, hey, stay away from crowds. I told people, do not go to the Houston Rodeo. And sure enough, that was shut down. Let's talk about that for a second. I do believe the United States is now in a tipping point. We have passed a threshold, which is very good. It's a little late, in my opinion, but it's better late than never, according to the people that I'm following. So here's the situation. Yesterday, there was a huge change in tune. So before yesterday, everyone was continuing to go to mass events. Everyone was continuing to go about their day, go about their lives as normal. Houston Rodeo was running, many things were going, but slowly but surely, parts of the country were shutting down events, but it wasn't so common, but it was just starting. In fact, I was not a fan of the president, of what he was saying. He was walking around telling everybody that, hey, the situation's fine, the flu kills more people, anyone who wants to be tested can be tested, which was just not true. Lots of cases of people not being able to get tested. And so this was the situation. And just 2 days ago, 3 days ago, where most people were not taking this seriously. On my Facebook, for example, I kept seeing the media, and people kept passing around articles and saying things like, don't panic, stop panicking, why are you buying toilet paper, all this stuff, and making fun of people going out and buying toilet paper, right? Which it's like, dude, people are stocking up on toilet paper because they got families, man. Like, you've got a family, you probably are, you don't have toilet paper in stock. You're going to have a bunch of people shitting and pissing all day long in your house. You want some fucking toilet paper. So anyway, the media was making fun of people going to the store and preparing. The media was telling people it's just the flu, bro. The media was telling people to stop panicking. And then about a day ago, 2 days ago, I started feeling a switch. And I think that's because of a couple people on that I follow on Twitter that are having a huge impact right now. Nassim Taleb. Nassim Taleb has had a huge impact on this situation. Yanir Bar-Yam and Joe Norman. These are three guys that are heavily involved in complex systems thinking. And they were talking about this situation in January. And because of their assessment, they have been right on. They predicted this situation would be dangerous if we did not stop it now, and now it is dangerous. Now, I think that many people, like Steve Bannon has a... I was never a big fan of Steve Bannon. I listened to him on occasion, heard some interviews with him, but he has a great show that he's been hosting on YouTube called War Room Pandemic. Been very good. And he has on experts, people in government. It's been a fantastic show. Very informative. Everyone should look this up. War Room Pandemic. War Room Pandemic. You'll stay informed. Anyway, they've been having people on saying, look, we are in a bad situation. We are not doing what we need to do. Sure enough, about 2 days ago, I started feeling a shift. My dad listens to Fox News, so I heard Fox News on the TV. I heard somebody say, remember, don't panic. Remember, everybody, don't panic. And then I heard a guy come on the National Crisis Preparedness, and he said, okay, guys, we have to do something now. Like, we got to close schools. We got to do this. We got to do that. We got to do something now. And the people on Fox News were like, what? Like, they were visibly a little bit confused because they were just telling, they just had on Dr. Drew last week who said the flu's a bigger problem than this, right? But the flu isn't throwing hundreds of people into the ICU, right? That's the fucking problem. The flu doesn't, 60 million people get the flu every year and it doesn't flood ICUs with so many people that you just got to let people die in the hallway. That's the situation here. So anyway, they had on Dr. Drew, who I do enjoy, and I do think he's very smart, but it's not for the situation. And then they had on, they just kept telling people, don't panic, we're fine. Don't panic, we're fine. Don't panic, we're fine. No need to freak out. And then, it's just the flu, bro. I just kept seeing that everywhere. And then yesterday, things changed. So in my town, my city, Houston Rodeo canceled. Today, all schools in the proper school district of Houston canceled for 2 weeks. what else happened? The president came out and banned certain European countries from traveling to the United States. People from traveling to the United States under certain conditions. It's a bit fairly wide ban. Haven't read the specifics, but I don't think it's as comprehensive as people think. But it's a good step. He came out and recognized it was a major threat. So California is going to ban gatherings, I think, over either 500 or 250 people. New York has a containment zone. They have also banned gatherings over 500 people. And in places where they have 500, that they have normally have a 500 capacity, they're decreasing capacity to 250 or to half of that, 50% of whatever their capacity is. So across the country, people are now getting ready. Now in Houston, for example, people flooded the stores today. I wasn't there, but some people that I know in Houston were posting videos of it. So we are now in a new phase. We are now, the public is aware of the danger. The public is aware of the threat. Now we can begin to control this by some form of social isolation, which is unfortunate, but it's like what I've been saying. I've been trying to get across the idea, hey, look, if we do this now, we could nip this thing in the bud. We can really put a stamp on it, and then we can move forward with our fucking lives. But people have been so reluctant to do so, and understandably so. I do get it. I do understand how this situation is progressing. It's funny. I'm basically an extrovert. Like, I got to be around other people. And I have been staying away from the activities I love doing for the last couple weeks because of this situation, which I don't like to do. I would much rather be out dancing every weekend, going to Taekwondo tournaments, you know, working out with people, going to the gym, hanging out with friends, getting a beer. Like, I would be doing this every weekend if I could. But I have been concerned that in Houston, this thing has been spreading undetected. I do believe that's the case. I believe it's been spreading undetected in my city for a while. So I just decided, okay, I'm going to go ahead and take a break from that because I don't want to be, first off, I don't want to get this thing and be part of that percentage that ends up going to the ICU, right? That's one thing, because even if I have a low chance of dying, still, lots of people are being hospitalized and lots of people need severe ICU shit. Now, are they older? Probably. That being said, Italy is saying that they're seeing a lot more cases around middle age, between 30 to 60. Those are the people they're focusing on saving. If that's the case, that's not good. It's not good that anyone gets it, and it's not good that anyone dies, but it's more understandable that people that are already struggling, like in older age, are going to get it. So, you know, we need to see if we can contain this thing. The way that we want to do that is social isolation, or, you know, social distancing. So that way our hospitals can take care of this thing, right? Our hospitals could, you know, get you on some antivirals, get you on some drugs, keep you going, you know, stick a tube down your mouth to help you breathe. And that's what we want to do if we can. So that's the situation we're in now. The United States, I wonder how this is going to change our world, change the economy. A lot of people think this is going to change things going forward. And I hope it does. I hope it changes it for the better. We are living in a weird, strange world and a weird, strange time. Because just a month ago, there, you know, 2 months ago, I'm in Taiwan. And I'm having a great time. And I don't have plans to come back to the United States for several months. So I'm thinking I'm going to go travel around to Korea, to Japan. I'm going to meet people. I'm going to do cool shit. And then this stuff happens and I'm like, well, here we go. Guess I'll head back to the United States and wait this out a little bit. I'm glad I did because, you know, basically I would have to leave and travel out of Taiwan in 3 months. or, you know, in March, which is now, and having to get on a plane now and go through the airport, I would really not want to do that. So I am glad I left when I did. It's just that Taiwan is technically safer at the moment. So, you know, the world looks like it's going to be changing a lot. The United States appears that a lot of people are pushing for the United States to decouple from China. And this is a good thing. We need to figure out how to get American manufacturing back on track. I think this is also needs to be a wake-up call for small businesses, for entrepreneurs, for large businesses. Running a country on debt is great until you have a crisis, right? Like, that seems to be what's going on here is, you know, and also, like, many people don't have any savings. Like, I know somebody who's running a martial arts school, and they don't have hardly any money saved. And they're, you know, and I get it, you know, it's not like you're going to get rich running a martial arts school or doing whatever. But it's like, look, if people had money saved, they could say, look, we're going to close the school and we're going to wait this out a little bit, right? And this could be the case for many businesses. If more people took a conservative approach to entrepreneurship, which is start small, slowly expand, instead of I'm going to take a loan out from the bank and start with that, then you'd have a situation where, yes, economic growth would might be slower, but then economic growth may be more robust. So that way people could say, hey, everyone is getting sick. Let's slow down for a couple weeks. Well, you know, we've got some money parked in the bank. So we can continue to, you know, we could slash our workforce. Maybe we pay a couple people a little bit of money to keep them on so we can start back up whenever we need. And then we'll go from there. But instead, nobody has cash. Nobody has any money. Everybody, and of course, I'm exaggerating here, but many people don't have any money. And so their businesses are going to go under. And I also do understand that it's, you know, when you're running a business, it's very tough. Luckily, you know, I'm kind of a solopreneur slash freelancer. So, you know, I'm doing my own kind of thing. I'm very fortunate in that regard. But I just think that we're going to see some changes like that. I think we're going to see hopefully more American manufacturing of important goods and products. We need more American manufacturing. Hopefully businesses begin taking a more robust approach in the future. And we'll see how this thing goes. Anyway, I'll provide more updates next episode. Stay safe. Get away from the other motherfuckers out there. And I'll talk to you next time. Thank you for listening. Oh, you can follow me on my website, tstuch.com, tstuch.com. You can follow me on my YouTube channel at Taylor Space Stutch. What else can you do? You can follow me on Twitter, man. Twitter's fun. Twitter's really fun right now. Follow me on Twitter, tstuch1. Thank you. Have a good day.